This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 11th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Reengineering ag tech at FERA. California ag tops $60 billion. Delta tunnel bill dies and Modi says trade deal is on the way. Ag tech spending tightens as FERA opens a new era. Venture capital investment into ag tech has tightened dramatically in recent years, squeezing startups and slowing adoption. That according to Walt Duflock, Vice President of Innovation at Western Growers. Speaking at a media briefing on the FERA USA 2025 Robotics Conference next month, Duflock pointed out that startups took in $53 billion about 5 years ago. That dropped to just $16 billion last year and is down to $5 billion for the first half of this year. Duflock recognized that some VCs, quote, have soured on the field a little bit. Yet he was optimistic the three-day event will, quote, bring the tech to the table, sell it to the growers, tell their stories. He called the job of the conference partners, which along with Western Growers includes UC Agriculture and Natural Resources, the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, John Deere, among others. Now take note. One promising venture came last month when John Deere acquired Gus Automation, which has been a staple at the first three FERA conferences. Now more than 200 of the Gus autonomous sprayers operating along the West Coast and in Australia. Sean Sundberg, business integration manager at John Deere, also announced the company will showcase its new precision spraying technology, Smart Apply, which can cut application costs up to 50%. Why attend? Well, FERA USA will feature more than 30 robots, 20 field demos. Last year saw a 53% increase in farmer attendance over the previous year, positioning this as the premier event for ag automation and the essential hub for agricultural automation, said FERA co-director Gwendolyn LeGrand. California ag tops $60 billion in value. Agricultural production of the Golden State has shot above $60 billion for the first time. It's according to new data from the USDA's Economic Research Service. Last year finished with $61.2 billion in cash receipts, up 3.6% from 2023. Dairy products were the top commodity, $8.61 billion, followed by almonds at a distant $5.66 billion, which were closely trailed by grapes at $5.64 billion. Time runs out on Delta Tunnel trailer bill. Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to streamline permits for the Delta Conveyance Project has failed to advance in the final days of the legislative session, missing a key deadline on Tuesday. Despite broad support from water agencies and business groups, the measure was caught in a crush of high-profile bills before adjournment. State Water Contractors General Manager Jennifer Pierre said the need for modern conveyance, quote, has never been greater, and pledged to continue pushing for action. Delta lawmakers and environmental groups marked the administration's setback as a major victory for Delta communities and farms. They thanked Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas and Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire for apparently rejecting the plan. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Modi confident of trade deal. Well, it's looked for a while that U.S.-India relations were on the skids. But in a post on X, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says negotiators are trying to finalize a trade deal, quote, at the earliest. He also says he's confident that our trade negotiations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the India-U.S. partnership. Earlier, President Donald Trump posted that the two countries were, quote, continuing negotiations on trade barriers. He said, quote, I feel certain that there will be no difficulty in coming to a successful conclusion. Hungry Americans are stressed out. People who have received charitable food assistance in the past 2 years report not being as healthy as they would like to be and anxious about their food situation. 52% of the people surveyed by Feeding America said they had run out of food at least once in the past year before they could afford to buy more. About 79% said they are not as healthy as they would wish. 77% said they're dealing with lots of stress and anxiety. That according to the group's annual insights report. Feeding America represents food banks. One person said, quote, healthy food costs more. I'm forced to buy unhealthy food to be able to fill my stomach. Nearly 9 in 10 people surveyed said it's, quote, important that anti-hunger policies make it possible for all children, regardless of their family's income, to get healthy meals at school if they need them. State foresters seek expanded CRP opportunities for forest acreage. Conservation Reserve Program contracts for treed acres have declined over the past decade. Utah State Forester Jamie Barnes told the House Agriculture Subcommittee yesterday. He asked lawmakers to expand re-enrollment opportunities for lands planted with trees so long as they're being actively managed to prevent wildfires. In written testimony, Barnes told the Subcommittee on Forestry and Horticulture that the CRP is a useful program for maintaining forests as land is increasingly converted to other uses like residential or solar development. But amid declining enrollment of treed acres, changes to current policy are needed, he added. Barnes testified on behalf of the National Association of State Foresters. Rollins announces farm-to-school grants. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has opened the application process for $18 million in farm-to-school grants in fiscal 26. The amount is the largest to be awarded under the Patrick Leahy Farm-to-School Grant Program. It follows a decision in March to cancel $10 million in Leahy Program grants for FY25. These grants will open new doors for small family farms, expand access to healthy food in schools, and inspire the next generation of great American farmers, Rollins said in a news release. Here's today's final word. It makes California not just a major market and opportunity for ag tech in the western U.S., but a critical testing and demonstration ground. Tech developed here has to deliver across hundreds of crop types, extreme climate conditions, and a complex regulatory environment. That's Gabe Yautsi, Chief Innovation Officer at UCANR, explaining the value of California ag, along with the increasing pressure farmers face for labor, water, and land availability. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.